Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 22nd, Thankful Tuesday. I'd love to hear from you what you're thankful for in the midst of this summer season, and also as it relates to your faith. Let's begin with our memory passage from Matthew chapter 13, verse 29. Do you remember what word it starts with? No. No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. And now let us open God's word to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 through 37. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible, and this is about the second coming. Now he was questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming. And he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not leave and do not run after them. For just like the lightning, when it flashes out of one part of the sky, shines to the other part of the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so will it also be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, and they were being given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, and they were building. But on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, the one who will be on the housetop with his goods in the house must not go down to take them out. And likewise, the one in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever strives to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you, on that night there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other will be left. There will be two women grinding at the same place. One will be taken and the other will be left. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other will be left." And responding, they said to him, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will be gathered." There is so much here I could talk about, but I want to land on the fact that the kingdom of God is in their midst. When Jesus is talking to them, he's trying to reveal to them, "I am bringing God's kingdom, and one day I'm going to go back and be on the throne in heaven, and you'll long to see me." And yet, God's kingdom is still with us in many ways. We cannot see Jesus in front of our face, but we have his Holy Spirit at work in our lives and in the lives of those around us. And we pray, Lord, that your kingdom would come in our lives today. Our second passage is Psalm chapter 10. It says verses 16 through 18, but I want to give you a little background on the psalm first. This is a psalm of David, and in the New American Standard, it says, "A prayer for the overthrow of the wicked." In verses 1 and 2, David is bothered by the fact that the wicked are pursuing the needy, and it seems as though God is standing far away, and he's hiding himself from the situation. If you have time to read the psalm, if you look at verses 2 through 11, the wicked person curses God, he disrespects the Lord, and he boasts and snorts at other people. And so David is saying, "Why, Lord, why do the wicked prosper?" And in verses 14 through 18, some of which we'll read today, David answers his own question from the first two verses of, Lord, where are you? With the affirmative that God, in fact, has seen what has been happening and he does help the needy. In times when we do not understand why God is not actively doing something, we have to remember first that God does see all. Proverbs 15, verse 3 highlights this. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. And then we have to reorient our minds to belief that God sees and to know that God sees and he is at work. Psalm chapter 10, verses 16 through 18. The Lord is king forever and ever. Nations have perished from his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will strengthen their heart. You will make your ear attentive to vindicate the orphan and the oppressed, so that mankind, which is of the earth, will no longer cause terror. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Psalm 10 reminds us to pray over the injustices in the world, to not say, oh, God is not listening and he doesn't care and it seems as though he can do nothing. Instead, let us have the attitude of, Lord, we maybe don't understand. In our pre-reflective thought, we don't know why this is happening. It seems as though you're standing afar, but we trust, we've seen you at work, and we know your character, that you come to the aid of the widow and the orphan. You come to help the needy. Also, Lord, before you, we just want to lift up the thought that the wicked thought they could get away with whatever in this psalm, that you weren't watching. It says in verse 4, the wicked in his haughtiness does not seek God. There is no God in all his schemes. Verse 11 says, he says to himself, God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it. We must come to realize that God does see our sin and he sees the wicked in their sin, and that there are consequences when we stray from the path of God. Okay, let's move on to Thankful Tuesday. I'm so grateful for you. I'm also grateful for a week away, a beautiful week at the beach and also in Fairhope. I'm thankful for relationships and friendships. And then I also have from Sheila that she's thankful for her neighborhood because it is a wonderfully peaceful place. Will you pray with me? Father, we do exalt your name together. We lift up our hearts in praise and say together, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We come to a time of confession, Lord, because we have strayed from the paths of righteousness. We do not do what we ought to do, and we avoid doing the good that we know we should. Lord, help our mouths to be places that bring praise to you and kindness and goodness to others. We thank you, Lord, today for all your many blessings. I'm thankful for time away and for good and safe neighborhoods. And at that same time, Lord, we lift up to you those who do not have a safe place to live and those who have low food security, especially those in Israel and Gaza, even now, Lord. We know that you see the widow and the orphan, the hungry and the needy. And we pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom and those in power wisdom about how to go forward. We ask, Lord, today for you to be at work in the lives of those who are sick and hurting and elderly and lonely. We thank you, Lord, for a person who reminds us of your character. We thank you for a place where you have rescued us. We thank you for something, a gift that we often take for granted. And we thank you, Lord, that you are reigning King. and you shall come again on the clouds one day, and it will not be mistakable. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we honor you today, and we await that day in hope. In Jesus' name, amen.